Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Holes of Life, the show where we show you what our lives are like right here in the holy city of Cork.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali, and this is
our daughter,
Doha. And this is our son, Muta Abbas Haider, the new addition to a family, alhamdulillah. So, yeah.
Basically, alhamdulillah, I've had my second baby, and this is the hospital that I had my baby in. It's a really nice hospital. It's a private/government hospital. It's my second day. I wasn't able to film anything because it was such a sudden thing. Inshallah, we'll give you updates when we come back on Holes of Life.
The best that you can be. Nobody's asking you to be Imam Khomeini, nobody's asking you to be the Prophet or the Imam. Alright, but you have to be the best you. You getting bored? You getting bored? You getting bored listening to your dad? You know how rude that is?
Mommy does that, Doha used to do that, now he's doing that as well.
Nothing really comes free in this world, alright? You have to fight for it. Nobody's gonna give you your freedom, you have to demand it. Nobody's going to give you justice. You have to fight for it. Right? Nobody's going to help other people. You have to help other people. You got that?
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Not on his face though, huh?
We have been busy with him. It's only been 2 weeks.
What? Since the baby's
yeah,
born?
Yeah, he's only...
It's been 2 weeks already? Wow.
Yeah, he's 2 weeks old.
And she's off.
Yeah, and she's gone. Great.
She spilled water.
So having a two-year-old and having a newborn is a task.
Right, yeah.
How she is, like people, I'm sure all the parents know what we're trying to say. Two-year-old and newborn, you know exactly what they do. They try and like put their fingers in their nose.
Right, so this one is a threat to this one. So we need to keep an eye on her all the time. And she's literally in a terrible twos right now. Now she's doing tawaf around her parents, which is nice, but... We were expecting Sayyida's parents or my parents to come and help, but so far, you know, because of the
Corona
situation, they just haven't been able to. So it really, really has been a handful.
Yes, his family was supposed to come like in July just to help around and be with us and all, because it's a big help when someone from your family is there, because your mother-in-law, our mother is really experienced, so it's really good.
It's the sixth day of Musa's arrival. After his arrival, and we have some lovely friends here who got us a lovely present, and they made lasagna for us. Thank you so much. Look, they got this lovely little, what do you call this?
Hamper.
Yeah, the lovely little hamper with lots of diapers to save us a lot of money. Yeah.
But this time, obviously, we were completely alone. Obviously, again, alhamdulillah, our lovely, lovely friends.
They've been sending us food every day.
Yeah, so one of our friends, for example, they've been... we don't want to take names, obviously, because...
Because they'll get embarrassed.
Yeah, because they know who they are. So they've been sending us food since I've delivered. Every day, hot, fresh food. Every day we get it, and it's amazing, her food. And then one of my friends, she was there. Two of my friends were at the hospital. Then they keep messaging, they keep asking, do you need anything? They keep coming, they keep, like, giving so much love and so much support to you. That is more than enough. When you just give birth and, like... You get that encouragement and that support, and then you know those words of encouragement that you're doing well and you can do it, even though family isn't here, but you're doing a great job, that really helped.
Right, yeah.
So alhamdulillah, our friends are...
Sayyida, I just have to say, is a complete hero. I mean, she is a warrior. God bless you. She's getting embarrassed when I'm saying it, but she really is. I mean, we would not have been able to do this unless she was as strong as she is. I, for like a month or 2 months up until the build-up, was just freaking out. I was just freaking out the entire time. Like, and she took care of the shopping, what we need to buy, all the preparations that need to be done, etc.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
which
you.
Hospital we need to go to. All of these kinds of things, she dealt with it.
Yeah. So anyways, we did it. We had the baby at Bimaristan Gulpegani.
Mm-hmm,
it's a really, really good hospital. I would recommend a lot of the sisters. If anyone is in home and are looking for good hospitals.
Wait, what's the difference between Bimaristan and Darmanga?
Darmanga is clinic, Bimaristan is hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Darmangas don't do births.
Right.
Operations as well.
Bimaristan. Oh, yeah. One of the major hospital that we had the baby in last time, has been like kind of, it's been...
It's for corona patients.
Right, it's converted into a corona hospital now, so yeah. We couldn't have the baby there.
And I don't want to have the baby there.
Right, yeah.
Because, I mean, it was a good hospital, but obviously because...
You guys remember our experience last time, don't you?
This time, so we had the baby at Bimaristan in Gulpegani, and amazing, as I will recommend you. It's a half private, half government hospital, so maybe that's why it's a really good hospital. I don't know why, but it's an amazing hospital. Whoever's delivered there have had the best experience. The nurses have such good akhlaq, and the doctors are amazing. And what I loved about this hospital is everything they started was... with a dua. So the doctor told me, recite your favorite surah while she was doing it. So I recited Surah Dhuha, so that really touched my heart. Small things like those.
Right.
So I was just like, wow, they're taking care of everything in this hospital, and their everything is like with duas and surahs.
That doesn't always happen in Iran. You have to be prepared for these things
as well. Yeah, some hospitals,
But you might have a terrible experience. You might have a great experience. But alhamdulillah, this time it was really good. And I felt the same as well. Because,
yeah, it was smooth. Yeah. When you have operation, it's much more difficult to get into your life routine.
Can you give me a strawberry
milk? Right, Muzaffar?
Yeah.
I'm feeling much better now. It's 2.5 weeks now. It's still really early for me to do things.
Okay.
But I think me and you are known for doing things that are not supposed to be done.
The Quran says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahliikum nara." One of my Hausa friends actually reminded me of this verse of the Quran. It says, "Protect yourselves and your families from the fire." It's a very important part of the journey of Islam to not only look after yourself and your own spiritual growth, but to also look after the spiritual growth of your entire family. And the one thing I want to say is that, look, I've never had the experience of having, well, I mean, a girl is different and a boy is different. So there's certain things that you have to do with a boy.
It's been a week now, Musa is a week old today. We're going for his katna, which is called circumcision, which is wajib in Islam.
So we've come to this really famous clinic. It's called Darmangarh Khurram Itarat. This is all where the students of whom they come here, because it's known to be a very good place, and it's quite reasonable the price. And when you do the circumcision, almost everyone comes, because it's been the lady just from 20 years. They have like a really good reputation, really hygienic and everything for the circumcision.
And then over there though, they said, well, we're fully booked, we can only give you a time. What are you doing? We're filming.
Guys, she's taking off.
Right, so I think you need to explain. What are you trying to do? Duha, they're watching.
Okay, all right. So,
we're having some drinks, by the way, guys, because it's really hot.
Yeah.
And we have to switch off the AC whenever we film.
Anyway, they said that you can't do it. We're gonna have to give you another time. We're gonna have to come back after 8 days or something. I was like, no, I want to do it today, because my teacher told me that it's recommended to do it today. Obviously, you have to look after the health of the child and take all those things into consideration as well. Anyway, we went to this other place and everybody was scaring us.
Thank you.
It was a fascinating experience, because there's a dua that you're supposed to recite around the time that you're doing that procedure for a boy, which is specific for a boy, right? And I take out my phone so I can recite that dua, and the doctor who's performing the procedure, he starts reciting it himself, you know, off by heart. And I'm just
we'll tell you where we went for this thing, if anyone wants to.
In Qom, guys, she's the one who taught me this. Whenever you need to find something, just search for it online. You'll find it. So she typed in Darmangah, you know, where to do this procedure in Farsi. And yeah, she found out herself. And then the phone numbers are all there online. You can find them.
Everything's
you can ring
online.
Them.
Yeah,
you can find an appointment. And it's pretty much very open. You can find out about things. It's not... Yeah, fingers. Oh, by the way, this one, the first one, she's talking. Let's give them a demonstration. Okay, yes, that's the chin. Where's your nose?
Nose.
Where's your eyes?
Eyes.
Where's your mouth?
Mouth.
Where's your ears?
Ears.
Yes.
Where's your hair?
Hair.
Where's Allah?
Allah.
So basically, Musa is 10 days old today, and it's the first time he's going to the haram, inshallah. The difference is, we already have a child, and he's the second one. So we're doing the same thing we did with Dhuha. The last 2 years ago, we took Dhuha from here to the haram. Inshallah, we're doing the same with our baby. And can I tell you something? This is the best feeling ever. Whenever people say, why are you delivering in Qom? Why are you delivering in Qom? This is the reason why I'm delivering in Qom. is because I want my child, the first thing to do is go to the harem. That is the most beautiful thing ever. Let's go.
کبوترم هوایی شدم ببین عجب گدایی شدم دعای مادرم بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم.
So today is the tawallud, the birth anniversary or the birthday of Sayyidah Masum al-Qurb, and it's the first time that we're bringing Musa to the shrine.
منم امام رضایی شدم. پنجر فولاد تو دوای هرچی درده کسی ندیدم.
Yeah, I think that's all we have time for today.
From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Sayyidah.
We bid you assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Right, nobody's gonna help other people. You have to help other people. You got that? And that's not for other people's sake. It's not even for your sake. It's for Allah's sake. Does Allah need you? No. He doesn't need you. You need you. You understand that? If you're going to be a soldier of Imam Mahdi, you have to start thinking straight. Understand?